Well, recently we've seen the contamination of apple concentrates in the Western Cape, which have negatively impacted the production of juices like Appetizer and other brands. Today I see a shortage in Distell Savannah cider is beginning to take hold. And Natasha Maharaj is the marketing director for Distell. Is a similar problem affecting you? Is it just the glass shortage which is causing you to run a little bit short on stock in various parts of the country, Natasha?
Hi, Bruce, and thank you for having me on the show. Well, I can tell you it's been quite a year, and it's a good and a difficult problem or a challenge to have. We as Savannah have almost doubled our production volumes in the last year, and that's been due to the sheer demand and consumer love that we had against Savannah. So given that, and coupled with some of the glass shortages, as well as the shipping delays in terms of the pandemic that it has caused, we've had a little bit of a challenge in meeting the full demand that our consumers are wanting from Savannah.
So what is the problem, Natasha, with the glass shortage? I would have thought that you would go to a Consol Glass in South Africa. It makes glass. You don't have to wait for global supply chains to provide that. Or do you import the bottles? Do you import the material from elsewhere?
Absolutely. So we've been partnering with Consol, which is a local supplier. But as I mentioned, the rapid and ginormous growth of Savannah, where we've more than doubled our volumes, has created a shorter time for us on Consol to react to that glass. And also with just COVID pandemic and restrictions and some of the shortages in terms of capacity from the end, it has been a challenge. But nevertheless, we're working with Consol collaboratively to ensure that we have this full capacity of glass. That being said, and knowing some of the challenges we have, we're importing glass at the same time. We're looking at other alternative packaging formats, really to make sure that we get to all the consumers and ensure we keep our brand loved.
You say you've doubled your volumes over what sort of period of time, Natasha?
Sort of the last 3 years, with a bigger combination in the last 18 months, we've seen a massive growth in Savannah. And obviously, if you can understand, with lockdowns and bans, it's been a great just uplift for the brand, driven by great marketing campaigns, brand love, right time, right place, a couple of things that have built, but really strong Savannah brand love.
The packaging, I mean, could you ever change it? Could you put Savannah into plastic bottles? And I ask this because I just, having traveled through Eastern Europe and having seen SAB operations where for home consumption, they would put beer into PETs, into those big 2-litre plastic bottles, for example. And there was a huge market in those PETs for home consumption. Are things serious enough for you to be considering that sort of solution to your problem?
Well, as I mentioned, we're looking at all alternative formats and packaging. That being said, we are the premium cider in South Africa, and we uphold strict quality measures. So whatever packaging format we get into, it must maintain our premium image and must be quality. So yes, we're looking at various formats, not one of them PET, but definitely alternatives to be able to supply.
So you'd be prepared, because I mean, it's better to put your product into plastic and get it to your customer than to sit and wait for the quality glass to arrive. So you will look at alternatives, and Savannah could arrive in the shops at Christmas time in plastic bottles, perhaps.
Not plastic bottles, I can assure you, but definitely
cans. Come on, be clear, Natasha. Yeah. People are drinking wine out of cans. You'll drink Savannah out of a can. So we'll see Savannah in cans soon, will we?
Well, Savannah definitely always has a quirk. So whichever packaging format we choose, it will be premium and quirky nevertheless.
It'll be in a cup in lockdown just to defy the authorities. Natasha Maharaj, thank you. Marketing Director for Distell. A global glass shortage, for goodness sake. This is part of global supply chains. This isn't a South Africa issue. And Consol can't keep up. And they've seen huge volume increases. It is a nice problem to have. But yeah, it's just interesting. I mean, here's a brand that you're so familiar with the packaging. And they did the alcohol-free and exactly the same sort of packaging. So you're very familiar with it. And for a brand to change that identity is very, very hectic. But yeah, it looks like we'll be seeing Savannah in cans should the glass shortage not be resolved really, really quickly.